Mayor Nancy Berry joins us. How are you today?
I'm terrific.
Wonderful. You know, I was looking over your agenda that you had from a few days ago, and lots of things going on. I mean, looking at the different changes you're making to the uniform development ordinances, and I mean, we've got some major developments coming into College
Station. We do.
And so, what can you share with us about that that you're excited about?
Well, you know, the growth is great, and
yeah.
I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. And so, the challenge for us is to keep ahead of it. You know, is to
Well, and the thing, again, that always concerns me is Northgate. We got another big one that's coming in back there on Cherry Street, I guess, in College Station.
Right.
That's one of the ones that y'all looked at. And, again, population density for so many reasons, so many city services, whether it's an infrastructure, do you have enough power there, do you have enough sewer, enough water, you're going to need to have police and fire protection. I mean, all of those things, you know, generally from your thought, from when you first came on council, to where you are now, some thoughts about how College Station has changed.
Well, I mean, it is rapidly changing, but I think the beauty of College Station is we still retain that small town feel.
Yeah, you can do that.
And, you know people in town, and I think Northgate was designated for high density, and so we have a police substation there. We've built Fire Station 6 that can accommodate those high-rise buildings. So I think we're managing it pretty well.
Yeah, and again, we're going to have to wait and see. My concern is that they're probably not going to allow on-street parking in front of any of these places, and they probably shouldn't. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. The Cherry Street, we removed parking from that street for the very reason that we needed to be able to get our ladder truck planted and needed the width of the street, so we removed parking from one side.
Now, I don't know with any specificity, but, I mean, I'm kind of in favor of making sure that that happens all over Northgate. Is that true, basically, if you go around to the other areas in there, around what's over there, Traditions, and then you've got the Stack, and then you've got the Warehouse and the Factory and all of those, same type situation. Are we going to see less and less on-street parking in Northgate, in that portion of Northgate, in your view?
That portion of Northgate, Tradition and Stack and the Rise have parking. And so I don't see that we're removing it there. Of course, the Rise, you can't park on University.
Sure.
But they have first couple of floors of parking.
I'm thinking back behind the Methodist Church on Tauber Street and back there, those are fairly large as well. And maybe just because the whole situation exists that you need to get first responders in there. And if you've got people parked on both sides of the street, it can be a problem.
Yeah, well, obviously the most important thing is the safety of the citizens. And so getting fire equipment and EMS equipment is paramount.
Sure. So, that's one part of College Station, but then there's the other part of College Station. As you said, it's small town feel, and there couldn't be much smaller town feel than Welborn. And I know that you heard from some residents last week concerned about too much going on out there when it comes to growing. But at the same time, because College Station is designated Welborn as rural, some of the basic city services they think they should have, you're not going to be delivering maybe at a time that some people would like. Your thoughts there?
Yes. Well, part of Welborn has Welborn Water and has BTU Electric, so we really can't provide them a whole lot, except we do provide them police and fire and sanitation.
And now, go ahead.
And some we provide sewer.
Sure.
What we annexed last week, Roarder Ridge has septic, and there's 47 homes there, so it's unlikely that we're going to provide sewer.
Well, it's got to be a patchwork quilt anytime you're taking people in, right? You can't do it all at the same time.
Right.
This is the first time we've been able to have you in since a well-publicized meeting at College Station City Council, where you got to hear some young individuals, some future voters of College Station. We're basically by it because the story is that there is a solution now, but explain to us, at least as you will, because you came in here and told us that College Station was presenting a plan to the Texas A&M, if they wanted it, to park at Veterans Park. I don't think your idea was to abolish soccer during the football season.
No. What happened there was someone from the university, in fact a soccer dad, reached out to the university and said the mall is no longer going to be the home of Park and Ride, and can College Station help us out? And so we said, sure, if we can, we'd like to. We had 9 meetings with the soccer parents folks, the soccer league people, to talk about what could possibly happen. But nothing came of that. It had not come to council, which would have the final decision. While we were meeting, a mass letter went out to all the soccer parents and encouraging them to write and come to council. And we had a good crowd, and I received over 110 emails. We had not come to a decision or even considered a final solution when Don Adam stepped up and said the university could use momentum parking. So that was very generous of him, and we certainly appreciate it.
Well, again, this is just the latest bullet that you've had to dodge. I mean, the idea is that, again, you weren't out to strike down Saturday morning soccer.
Absolutely not.
But you're looking for a situation that can make a better environment for a whole lot of people. Now, you know, again, I guess that's what that city council job is. It's a good thing you get paid so much for it. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, you're trying to find something that will be a solution. The thing is, really, this wasn't a College Station problem to be solved.
That's correct.
And
you know, we have a good relationship with the university. When they asked if we could help, we said sure.
Yeah. And we'll see. I mean, I'm still not convinced. The first three home weekends will be interesting and maybe a little bit difficult, a little challenging. We'll see how that works.
Well, I think most of the people that parks at the mall are local people.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so that was our understanding pretty much, because most of the out-of-town people have season tickets, and they have a parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. My first thought was that people did come in, but, you know, maybe they didn't come in from far. Okay, that makes sense. Anything else going on that's of interest on your radar screen right now?
Well, we're going to have a special meeting of the council on Thursday mm-hmm. to consider passing a resolution to support Representative Rainey's bills, 1903, which would direct a proportionate amount of revenue from Blinn that on contact hours stay in the county. And then there's another bill that he is offering in the House, 2621, and the companion bill in the Senate, 2042, that's sponsored by Lois Kulkhorst and Charles Schwartner. And those bills would allow the commissioner's court in each county where there's a branch of Blinn that has more than 10,000 to appoint 2 people to the board.
Right. And again, that's probably a common sense thing. We'll be talking to John Rainey in about 20 minutes about that.
Other thing is Earth Day is Saturday.
Okay.
So everybody out to Wolfpen Creek Park, 11 to 4, lots of environmental programs, food, entertainment, children's activities, live music, the whole works.
And the Earth will be present.
We certainly hope so.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.